Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay. On this show, we do basic math. We've been doing basic math for a long time. Basic math that if you think about it, you're like, why is no one doing this basic math? What did we learn during the Biden administration? They were lying about the jobs, lying about creating jobs. We had entire quarters, that's 3 months, at a time where we created no jobs. None. Zip. Zilch. Zero. And yet, in just 4 years, we imported 12 million illegals. In months, we actually did create jobs because it is, as we know, the Democrat policy to destroy America from within, and the primary target is the economy, right? So not creating jobs is good in Democrat world because it causes government dependency. But the problem is it's illegal to hook your illegals up to the system. So if you're not creating jobs, you're already lying about creating jobs. Best case scenario, you're creating 150 tops thousand jobs a month during the Biden administration. That was a really good month, and it didn't happen often in the Biden administration. But you're bringing in 12 million people. Where are they working? Where? Let's assume that half of them are adults. Where are they working? You let another 13 million overstay their visas, or you flew them in here. You gave them a QR code, pretended that made them legal, and dumped them. 300,000 a quarter dumped in Florida alone. But you weren't creating jobs. How do you bring a total of 25 million people here? Trump uses that number because it's 12 million illegals, right? It's the those that Biden illegally flew in from Guatemala, from Haiti, some from Iran, some from Syria. Oh, dear God. Some from Afghanistan, other places. Right. How do you let 25 million stay or even 12 million? We're not creating any jobs. You've heard me. I've been trying to do this math. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they? How are they eating? The first hint that we saw that something was dearly wrong here was the study, the phone survey, where the Center for Immigration Studies actually called up illegal immigrants and did a phone survey and said, adults, and said, are you working above board, under the board, anywhere or away? Are you working? And the majority came back. It was like a little over 51%. No, we're not working. Not work. Okay. Wow. Just whoa. That millions and millions and millions of people are not working. How are they eating? I had a gut feeling, a spidey sense I was paying for it, but I wasn't really sure how. Well, this is the find out how part. It took more than just hooking them up on the welfare programs illegally, because that's a violation of federal law. They are not legally here. They cannot be on those programs. You can't just dump 12 million people on welfare programs, Lee, and think that nobody is going to take notice. You can't dump 25 million people on welfare programs and think that nobody is going to take notice. So they had to take extreme measures. They had to defraud everything from the autism program to the meals program to Medicaid, where they're just going in and flat out stealing cash that's supposed to be used for medical treatment and handing it to illegals. That's California, by the way. We haven't even gotten to Minnesota this morning. We're finding this, Lee. I could do a whole show on this. In fact, I think I will. Because this is the heart of the civil war that we are in. And this is how we get these people out. And I mean this in a nice way. We starve them. We don't deliberately starve them. We just cut them off from the system they are defrauding and signed up to illegally. Now, no one's actually going to starve. You know why? Because Trump says per person, hey, well, you got a family of four, you are committing fraud. Yeah, I know the Democrats signed you up in Minnesota or California. You can't stay. You're not getting the food. But here's the thing. Here's $1,000 for your trouble and a free ticket back to where you came from. We're sorry that Joe Biden did this. And no one's going to starve. We just send them home. That's the game. And we are in the thick of it now. And most Americans don't even know what's going on. Let me give you an example of what we've been locked onto, like a heat-seeking missile. This is just a small part of this, you understand. The 700,000 illegals already dumped off the SNAP program. Again, we're not being mean. It is illegal for them to be on it. It is fraudulent. Many of them are on it twice. Why? So they're using somebody else's name. It's massive fraud. This is why Dogely found the fraud controls turned down to zero. No fraud control. So we're going to find these people, both the visa overstays, they're illegal immigrants now, and the people that Biden brought over the border illegally, gave them a QR code to make it look official. You can't do that. And the people that they led over the border and flew in at your expense to the country. We're going to find massive fraud. I mean, it's going to boggle the mind. But we're beginning to heal from this. So 700,000 kicked off the food stamp rolls by Brooke Rollins. And we've been learning this over the last 2 weeks. In the beginning of the year, the Trump administration said to all the states, turn over your food stamp rolls. In other words, you go sign up for food stamps locally, wherever you are. And then the federal government pays. You don't go to D.C. to do that. She said, turn it over. She's the head of the USDA, appointed by Trump. Well, sometimes she says 26 and sometimes she says 29 states. I'm not sure which is correct. But they turned the rolls over, all the red states and a handful of Dem states. 21 states are digging in. Minnesota, California, the places we're already seeing the fraud reports come out of.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm. 21 states are digging in and saying, we are not turning it over. So here's what happens. Remember, the Democrats insist there is no illegal immigration, illegal immigrants on fraud, not a big, you know, fraudulently on SNAP or any kind of welfare. It's not happening.
Yeah, right.
Cool. Turn your rolls over. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're not doing that. No, turn them over. No, we're not doing that. See, because what the Trump people did internally is resurrect the system. They have a system now. They can run you against it and tell like that if you're an illegal. They can run whole rolls by it, down it. That's Doge created it. It exists. That's just what Elon Musk has been talking about, what they're quietly doing in the background. Dems know the books are cooked. Dems know they hid these people all over the place. Think about that, hiding your shadow nation fraudulently on the welfare rolls when it's at least 12 million strong. That's shocking. But they did it, and we're finding it. So here's where we are today. The Trump administration sued the 21 Democrat states, said, turn over your rolls. We're going to find the rest of the fraud. By the way, the 700,000 fraudulent cases, most of which they suspect are illegal immigrants, that they kicked off the food stamp rolls, Lee. Again, that's just red states and about three, four Democrat states. The 21 all Democrat states, we haven't taken a look at it yet because they won't turn them over. So we sued them. Trump sued them for the information. The Democrat states, Politico reported, sued back. Oh, yeah, civil rights violation, civil rights, something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah. Not gonna work. We're gonna get it. Now, here's how you fight. This is the good news this morning, okay? It's disturbing to learn all this because you go to work every day, and what you can't see is the third world people unvetted writing on your back as you then go to grocery store after work, try to figure out, wow, what am I going to cut out this week to feed my family? And they're writing on your back. They're not even working because they're here to vote Democrat. There's no other reason they're here for. Well, Brooke Rollins just aimed a nuke. So did the whole Trump administration. Headline, USDA to halt federal funding, so that's food stamp money, to states not sharing SNAP data. So the Democrat position, Lee, besides, hey, every illegal immigrant should go free. By the way, we released 7,000 of them in New York City that could have been turned over to ICE. We love criminals. Is also that fraud is good and you can't know who we signed up on the food stamp rolls.
And if you ask, you're racist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you ask, you're racist. Now, Democrats are going to go buck wild over this. You're going to hear today that Republicans are starving immigrants. That's not happening. Nobody's doing that. If you are legally here and legally able to get on those rolls, you can. That is not happening. What is happening is we are going after people defrauding the American people. You know what we call those? We don't call those immigrants. We call those criminals. Those are criminals. That is crime. And what you're seeing here is the complicity, Lee, of the Democrat leadership in this. And it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And so what you're seeing in Minnesota, and I've got some unbelievable audio coming up. You got to hear this. Where Tim Walz and the Democrats persecuted whistleblowers, got their accounts taken offline as they're like, there's massive fraud, there's billions, there's massive fraud. And they keep getting the accounts shut down. Tim Walz would not only do nothing, he persecuted the people who came forward. Why? Because every Democrat state's like this, Lee, and we're going to learn. Every one of them that's run by Democrats has $4, $5, $6 billion worth of fraud paying for these illegals. So they had to use autism programs. They had to use, you know, meals during coronavirus programs. Any program that was available, they had to defraud. They couldn't put them all on welfare. It would be on SNAP, on, you know, that kind of thing. It would be too obvious. It's just too many. You know, people would notice if the rolls went up that high. And that's what they were doing here. Did you look at Minnesota, right? The autism scam, right? Everybody's focusing on just the Somalis and they came here and Al-Shabaab. By the way, Al-Shabaab's main source of funding is the U.S. taxpayer and the Minnesota taxpayer. Can you believe for City Journal has
just
that?
Just shaking my head.
You know, Al-Shabaab's Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So here's the problem with this. So you got all that. They had to hide them somewhere. So when you look at what's going on here, we're looking at it wrong. We're looking at, well, the Somalis, committed fraud. Well, they did. As part of what, though? As part of what thing? Oh, the funding Al-Shabaab. Okay, good. Keep going. No. As part of Tim Walz's program to hide hundreds of thousands of them there and feed them. So what do you got? Somalis, listen to this, Lee, from City Journal. 1 in 16 Somali kids has now been declared autistic. Some families have all their kids declared autistic. Why? Because you get a subsidy from these fraudulent Somali charities of $500 to $1,400 a month per autistic kid. By the way, the diagnoses were fake.
Well, I was just thinking, okay, show me the doctor's note,
there
please.
There isn't any. But
yeah, exactly.
Again, back to zero fraud controls, right? So what are we really looking at here? What's some bad Somalis? We need to send them home. Sure. But what are we looking at really? The ways and the lengths that Tim Walz and the Democrats had to go to stash these 12 million, 25 million really, on all these programs. This is the beginning of the fight back and the take back the country.
And
they Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you haven't even gotten to the driver's license for illegals in Minnesota going on, too.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm heading there, too. Oh,
okay. All right. Good.
Yeah. No, this is going to take an hour, but you're not going to hear this anywhere else. No one is going to put this together the way I am. I've just spent hours on this yesterday, and I get it. I can see the whole map. I can see the way forward. And by the way, you know what they're beginning to find? The links between the Democrat fraud in Minnesota and the Democrat fraud in Seattle. They're running these same scams out of Seattle. And I got more links to California today. They're running these same scams in California. This is not just Minnesota. That's just what broke first. Yeah. The figure I'm hearing, and I'm going to explain this coming up and lay it out so everyone can understand it. It's going to blow your mind. Just in California, $100 billion worth of fraud. Yeah, so the Dems are in it. The immigrants are in it. They're forming NGOs. They're exfiltrating the money. There are no fraud controls of any kind. By the way, it's going on in Michigan, too, where they got rid of the fraud controls there. So guess what? You can sign up for welfare with, get this, your name and your birth date.
Wow.
Strange. That's the way you can sign up for Obamacare, too, your name and your birth. You don't need a Social Security number or anything. Again, fraud controls turned to zero. But we're going to turn it back up. This is the beginning of healing this country, folks. As mad as this might make you, this is good news. The only way this goes south now is Trump stops fighting. He can't stop fighting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.